Now, anytime my old father-in-law, God rest his soul, Paddy, used to say duck, he used to duck his head.
Duck
down
the head.
So anytime we're saying duck,
I know, I did it too.
So in front of me, we have some gorgeous smells, some lovely salads, a little bit of noodles there as well. And for people that might be a little bit, I suppose, I might have a bit of duck sometime, but I've never really had it. Sorry, that's just a stupid accent. I don't know what that was. That's the cold talking. What would you tell them about duck?
Look, we tend to kind of do the duck. Duck à l'orange has been kind of around since the 80s. And it's a classic and it works. So I'm all on for that. We tend to leave duck to two places, like the restaurant or certainly kind of that Chinese style of cooking where it's like the duck pancakes with the hoisin and the cucumbers and the pancakes, which I adore. But there's so much more we can do with duck. Very simply, very, very simply. I think there's a couple of things. Like from a flavour point of view, it's ever so slightly gamey, but not enough that it would put you off. But it's succulent. The amount of parents I meet who will say to me, my children love duck. My children won't eat beef, they won't eat pork, but they'll eat duck for me. Texturally, it's really, really tender. It's very succulent, it's very juicy, it's very moist. And I think that's why people really enjoy the flavour of it. Plus, it is easy to cook. Like, in terms of what we buy in the supermarket, you've kind of got the whole duck, you've got the duck breast, or you've got the confit duck legs. The confit duck legs, they're already done. You're basically just buying them and reheating them in the oven. So don't ever kind of think, oh, what do I do with these? It's literally on a tray in the oven, 20 minutes, you are done, my friend. And it's lovely. So what that means is basically the duck legs have been slow cooked in garlic. So covered in a kind of a whole vat of garlic, or in olive oil, or oil, I should say, not garlic, and slow cooked in the oil until they're incredibly tender and juicy. So then all we have to do is put them back in the oven, crisp up the skin and reheat them essentially. Those confit duck legs are great. A lot of the companies now will put in a little plum sauce or a little orange sauce on the side, so you don't even have to go to the bother of making the sauce. The whole duck then, what surprises people, I think, is that there's not as much meat on a whole duck as there is a whole chicken. Think more like a goose and a duck. There's actually, you'll only feed two people off a whole duck. You won't be feeding four like you might feed it like from a chicken. So just be mindful of that. Again, it cooks quite quickly in the oven and it's lovely with a stuffing or a gravy. But I suppose what I've focused on today is the duck breast.
Okay, so we've got the duck, the whole duck and nothing but the whole duck. It's one of the things that, one of the reasons I don't buy duck as much because of that reduction that happens when you cook it, because you want to get rid of some of the saturated fats that are there, so you might let the juices and some of the fats fall away from it. And as I think that example with the goose is a very good example, because you don't get as much meat on it.
Yeah.
So you have to accept that.
Yeah.
So it's more, again, it might be difficult to feed a family of six with duck.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking at, we'd say, a duck starter or a special occasion that you're saying a little taste of it. Am I right?
100%, 100%. And I think you just have to be clever about how you use it. And with each one of these, like, I've used half a duck breast to feed two people. So I'm stretching it so that two duck breasts will feed four. So they've kind of increased in price a little bit. Look, as everything has with food, so you're probably paying in the supermarket now about $8.99 or between $7.99 for your two duck breasts.
And for any children that are listening, these are not the ducks that are in the ponds or anything like that. These are specially produced ducks by farmers. So don't worry about the little ducks.
Yes, they're all good. these are the ones that are grown for us to eat.
No Donalds were harmed in the making of this. So what have you got for me here now?
So I'm going to tell you first, cooking a duck breast at home. Some people overcook it, it'll go dry. What do you do? So I have the most perfect rule for you. 5, 5 and 5. 5 minutes on the pan, 5 minutes in the oven, 5 minutes resting. That will get you about 55 degrees inside temperature, medium. Okay, pink. That's a pink duck breast if you like it. If you want it more well done, 6 minutes on the pan. So put it in a cold pan, skin side down, render out all that fat. So allow the heat to melt the fat, because there's obviously so much fat under the duck skin. Allow that to melt out. Before it gets too brown, too kind of burnt, too warm, strain it off into like a glass, an empty jam jar. So recycle your jam jars, wash them out, and save that duck fat to cook your roast potatoes in. It is just stunning. Don't be going buying it. Just save it. So sometimes what people do is they leave it on the pan too long and it kind of goes a dark colour. And it's still fine, but it develops a little flavour. So you want to render down that fat and take it off quickly.
So again, I'm going home tonight. I've got the frying pan. I put it on a cold pan.
Yes.
And do I put olive oil?
No, nothing. Dry, cold pan.
Dry, cold pan.
And as it heats up, then it will melt the fat out slowly, slowly. Or you can put it onto a hot pan. Like, you can do both. But if you want to get that duck fat out for your roasties, put it on a cold pan. So let it heat up. As the pan heats up, the duck will heat up.
Okay.
Crisp, 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 crisp.
And make sure to have that timer on for 5 or 6 minutes, because I presume it will burn fairly quickly if you leave it on longer.
So if you're doing your rule of 3 fives, you need to have your pan hot. Okay. So you're putting it on a hot pan, skin side down, 5 minutes. Flip it over for 30 seconds just to get a little bit of colour on the flesh side. In the oven for 5 minutes at 180 degrees.
And that'll do. 5 minutes in the oven will do.
And then the resting. You have to rest it.
Why?
Because it allows the muscle to kind of relax a little bit. It allows all the juices to go back into the meat. It allows the tenderize, but also the residual heat goes into it. So it needs, it's a cooking time, but it's obviously out of the oven cooking time. So the heat that's already in the duck is still cooking it.
You take it out after the 5 minutes from the oven. You don't leave it in. You don't just turn off the oven. You take it out.
And that will get you incredibly tender, incredibly pink duck. If you wanted, like I said, a little bit more well done, 6 minutes on the pan, 6 minutes in the oven, 5 minutes resting.
Somebody just texted in, what's nice about duck? I've never had duck.
Oh, it's the flavour.
Yeah.
It's a kind of distinct flavour, but I mean, it's almost a little bit more subtle than beef or pork. But I mean, if you do like beef or pork, it's that kind of subtle flavour, but it does have that little bit of gaminess, but it's texturally, it's really tender as well. And when all that fat cooks out and it cooks in the fat, it's tremendously flavourful. Which is really, really nice.
And I agree with you on the roast potatoes with the duck fat.
Oh, beautiful.
I've had that before. I've had goose fat as well, but duck, I've only had it twice ever in my life, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, and just don't waste it. Like, I mean, you're paying for it, so, you know, don't waste anything. So look, what I've done is I've brought us 3 gorgeous recipes today. We have a 5 minute, well, look, I say 5, I'm going to say 10, right? I'm going to be fair to myself and everybody else. This is my 10 minute duck noodles. So easy. We have a beautiful duck then with cherries, and we've got a duck salad that we're going to talk about. I'm going to start you with the noodles, right? You know me, I'm always trying to get us one step closer to healthy. So the noodles I've used today are soba. S-O-B-A, soba noodles. They're buckwheat, okay? So when we talk about increasing our fibre, having more of those whole grains, these are a whole grain product. So rather than it being a white rice, white pasta, white noodles, these are a brown version for all the world. They don't, like, noodles don't taste of anything. And the buckwheat, the soba noodles, no more taste of anything than they don't. So don't let that put you off when, oh, it mightn't taste nice. They taste like noodles. And they're smothered in sauce, so you're not going to notice the difference anyway. But nutritionally, they're so much better for you. Some supermarkets will sell them. I find sometimes I end up going to the health shop for them, but a lot of the supermarkets started to stock them. So what I did was I took my duck breast, I peeled all the skin off and then really thinly sliced it. Now, a really good trick when you're slicing meat, and I have a video which I'm going to put up on my Instagram afterwards for this, you always cut your meat against the grain. So when you look at the meat and you'll see these little lines in the meat, don't cut the same direction as them, cut the opposite direction of them. And what that does is it tenderizes the meat. Really hot pan, flash in your duck with garlic, ginger, chili. You can use the squeezy tubes if you want, or fresh ones. I just got my vegetable peeler and peeled ribbons of carrot, half a red pepper in there, and then there was a little bit of hoisin, because hoisin goes fabulously with duck. Hoisin and a little bit of either lime juice or white wine vinegar, a drop of sesame oil if you have it. And job done. And then I finished it and garnished it with a little bit of spinach, a little bit of those carrot ribbons, and a little bit of crispy onions on top.
I'm getting from you, and by the way, this wonderful item is sponsored by
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy and Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.
Thanks, Jack. I'm getting from you that don't oversauce.
Exactly.
The items, because the tendency is to throw loads of soya sauce onto it, loads of stuff, and drown it in it. I've done it myself.
Totally.
And then you try, as you're serving it to the sun or whatever the case may, you try and drain some of it, and you know it's too wet, you know it's too
100%.
And a lot of soya sauce particularly can be very salty.
Totally. So look, the three kind of, as I would say, the dark brown sauces for a stir fry are your oyster sauce, your hoisin sauce, and your soy sauce. And actually, I genuinely was thinking about this, I was making it this morning. That's the thing, we tend to put in 4 tablespoons, like a big 1 or 2, because they're salty, as you said, they're strong. You want to be able to taste the duck, you want to be able to taste that little bit of lime, that little bit of nuttiness from the sesame. So underdo it.
And for the first time ever, you've told me I don't have to eat the food.
Yes.
You actually said that to me this morning.
Well, I should have probably said that a long time ago, to
be
honest.
Look at the size of me, I know. Look at the size of me, yeah.
I bring it all as
I'm
kind
of...
Have a little taste.
As I'm doing that, what am I going to taste here?
So with the, like I said, with the stir fry, you're going to have the noodles, you're going to have ginger. So the ginger works really lovely with the kind of the fattiness of the duck and the richness of the duck meat. So that kind of cuts through, which is really nice. Little bit of garlic in there, that little bit of hoisin, which is that kind of like barbecue-y flavour, a little bit of the sweetness. It's just... It's a real family pleaser, right? Mm. So what I would say is start with the noodles, start with the duck, start with the hoisin, and whatever veggies your kids will eat or you'll eat, put them in. It'll take mange too, it'll take peas, it'll take broccoli, it'll take whatever veg you want. But it is genuinely, that will be from pan to table in 10 minutes, 15 minutes max.
That's really good. You also don't need too much meat in that because you've got, if you've got lots of noodles and lots of veg in it.
That's it.
So the duck can work in that, and that's really, really tasty. It's succulent, it's nice, and yet it's not... It's not too crispy. It's just... That's really nice.
And I've kept the duck really tender purposely. So it's flashed on the pan, and because you cut it so thin, it cooks really, really quickly. And then you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
So like I said, cook your noodles first, have them blanched off, go to the pan, have everything chopped and ready to go. And once you get to the pan, then it's just fry, cook, toss it in the sauce and you're done.
And if, for example, your son or daughter, my son doesn't like onions, just leave the onions out. It's fine. No big deal. It's fine.
That's it.
What else have you got for me?
Really summary one. A little duck salad. So I cooked off the duck breast, pink, just like we said. And then first, so I did that first. And then if I was serving this up, maybe as the weather's getting nicer, the garden furniture is going to come out. This is a mozzarella, grapefruit, avocado duck salad. So again, you've got the richness of the duck and you want to cut through that with something like peaches or grapefruit. So this is where this kind of orange pairing works really well, duck and orange. So it's the citrus, the acid that cuts through the richness of the fat. So in here we have pomegranate, we have a little bit of fresh mint, we have buffalo mozzarella, the grapefruit, the avocado, and then just again, this one duck breast will feed four in a starter. There's one, two, three, four, five pieces of like really thin duck in that. And then I'm just finishing it with this really nice herb oil. And I'm going to put the recipe for that up on the website. But it's beautifully green and fresh and bright.
And all the recipes can be got on your website, ashlinglarkin.ie.
Exactly. And on Instagram.
And also in your Instagram page. Again, for a starter perspective, this looks really well. You'll see all the videos online. Ray and Paula will put the videos up for us. And I love mozzarella. We've got a little bit of avocado there as well, you said?
Yeah. So again, it's summery. It's bright. Yeah. It's light. And you'll see everything is diced up and kind of chopped really small because it's a starter. It's just a really, like, I mean, if you were having people over during the summer, go to my Instagram. I have a video filmed of this. I will put it up by lunchtime. Save it. Just save this one because it's lovely. And what I put on top were these balsamic pearls. So if you want to be a little bit bougie at home, a little bit fancy, these are burn balsamics, right?
Bougie.
Bougie, yeah. But balsamic goes really well with duck. But listen, it's a lovely one. It's a really, really nice one. Really light, really summery. Yeah, I love it. And like I said, the recipe is up there. And lastly, we're going to kind of slightly more dinner party style. So as you know, I do these beautiful dinner parties and supper clubs, Tannery Cookery School. Next one is the 17th of May. And then I'm kicking off in Airfield in Dublin, in Dundrum. So if anybody's up around that area. So we're going to have one a month in Airfield, which are beautiful. But it's dishes like this. So this is a celeriac puree with your beautiful roast duck. And then we've got a sour cherry sauce over the top.
Wow.
And but I cannot tell you, so simple. Like, there's a bag of frozen cherries there. That's like blitz down. It's so easy. Celeriac or parsnip puree. So you basically chop up your parsnips or your celeriac, boil them in stock, and then put them in a food processor with a little bit of milk or cream, depending how rich you want it. Blitz it down. Then what a lot of chefs will do to get it really, really fine is they'll pass it through a sieve to get it really smooth puree. And the kind of the nuttiness, the earthiness of something like the parsnip or the celeriac, again, with the kind of richness of the duck, but then the sharp, kind of tangy, the brightness of the cherry is really, really lovely. So it's another one. It's incredibly simple. It's a three ingredient dish. You could prepare it all in advance if you were having people coming over for a little dinner, but so, so easy. And it's beautiful.
That's something I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah. And
it's
really, really nice. And again, just a little bit of brightness of the egg. Finished it with a little bit of chives, a little bit of herb oil. But again, beautiful flavours. And I'm serving half a duck per person on that because it's enough. It's a quite a rich dish.
Yeah.
You don't need a whole lot. And I think that's the thing with duck. It is a little bit more expensive, but stretch it. Be clever with how you use it. And I think it's beautiful. And like there's three different kind of styles of dishes there and it works. It lends itself to each of those kind of dishes and the flavours.
Yeah, no, that is really, really good. And genuinely, that looks lovely and it tastes lovely. I won't have a taste of the third one now because obviously my body's a temple, you know.
Yes, yes. I appreciate that.
If people want to book into your tannery school, are you taking bookings at the minute?
Yes, so head to the website, ashlinglarkin.ie, go to the events section and click down and a full list of where I am popping up at summer shows, food festivals over the summer, and then any of the events that you'd like to book a ticket for. The wellness events are kicking off in Woodhouse again. So this, we're back, it's April already, so we're back into that summer season. So the wellness events are beautiful. I teach you how to cook some beautiful wellness dishes. We have this gorgeous wellness brunch. We do movement and yoga in the garden, sea swim. We do a sauna and a hot pod. It's a beautiful day of absolute wellness. So if you had somebody whose birthday was coming up or you wanted to treat somebody, really, really lovely. So there's one in May and one in July as well. And all the dates are on the website.
Lovely. That's brilliant. That's the first time we've covered duck.
Yes.
I think that's really nice. Again, three different styles, and you can get all the details on the website.
Yeah.
We'll have some up on our social media as well. Aisling, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having
me. Not at all. I really appreciate it. Have you any favourite rain songs, by the way?
Rain songs?
Yeah, we're talking about the weather and the old rain.
Oh, God, the rain.
Travis, Why Does Always Rain on Me?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Like that
that's
one,
a great one.
Listen, thank you.
Thank you
Good
so much.
Good to talk to you. And thank you very much to Jack Malloy. Up on Barrack Street for sponsoring this item. Jack Malloy and Son Craft Butchers. Aisling Larkin, Gurumila Margot.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy and Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.